Okay, what do we have here? Don't really care about that. Or that. This one is due Wednesday. Where's the report he's been droning on about? It should be here today. Oh, there it is. Great. Those need to be reviewed and sent back as well. Did I forget anything? Oh yeah, the coffee. Shit. God knows what he's like when he doesn't get his fix every morning. Okay. Wait, did someone move things around the desk? Damn, better fix it before he gets here. Great, now it looks just like... Oh, shit. Oh no, now I've knocked over the coffee mug. Why am I always so fucking clumsy? Where do I find napkins? Shit, the coffee got spilled all over the document. God, he's going to throw a tantrum about it. I can't even imagine how pissed off he would be. Better get it. Oh, good morning, sir. I didn't expect you to be here this early. I was just going to drop these files off at your desk. No, I'm not trying to hide anything behind me. Actually, marketing called just now and they want to reschedule your meeting to... Oh, that? Yeah, that spilled coffee. Gosh, I'm so sorry about that, sir. Promise I'll get it all cleaned up in no time. I was trying to rearrange the desk back to where it was, and I got clumsy and accidentally knocked over the mug. Yes, sir. I know the documents are ruined now, but I'll get you a new copy right away. I'll get a new cup of coffee as well. I do sincerely apologize. I promise this would be the last time something like this happens. No more clumsy screw-ups from now on. You're going to do what? Oh, come on! Not the yearly performance review. That's so unfair. I mean, I'd like to keep my job, and I'm sure you would like to keep me as your secretary as well. You don't have to be so harsh over one small mistake. No, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. All I'm saying is, maybe we can work something out together. You know, maybe I could find a way to make your mornings better. Do I have your attention now, sir? Well, if you want to know the details, let's just say that I'm always at your service. My mouth, my hands, and my entire body. I can tell you're mad at me. You hired me to be more productive, but all I do is run around and knock things over your desk. Aren't you gonna punish me for it? Aren't you gonna show me how I could be useful in other ways? Yes, sir. I'll get on my knees for you. I could never get over just how big you are. When you press your cock up against my face, it's almost overwhelming. Do you enjoy how warm my lips are? And how tightly they grip around your cock? I know, sir. I can tell by your moans. You want me to get sloppy? Okay. I could certainly do that. I agree, sir. The bald should get some attention as well. I'll massage them with my fingers while my tongue is working along your shaft. How would you rate my performance, sir? Have I been a good little cocksucker? Are you going to put that down in the yearly performance review? Deeper? I'm afraid that's as far as my mouth can go, sir. I know it's not all the way, but... Yes, sir. I still want to be useful for you. Sorry. I shouldn't question your instructions. I just need to do them. God, I'm not used to this. It feels really weird and uncomfortable when it gets too deep. I understand, sir. My comfort doesn't matter at all. All that is important is that you can use my tight little throat and get off. Just thrust deeper into my throat. Make me take it. I can't believe I'm actually enjoying this. Please. Please give me more of your cock. I want you to shove it all the way to the back of my throat. So much pre-cum and spit running down my face. My makeup is all gone now. Yes, sir. I understand that since I made a mess on your table, it's only fair that you made a mess out of me. Oh. please. Please keep fucking my pretty little face like that. I know you hired me instead of the other girls for a reason. Maybe I fucked up on purpose. Oh, you'll never know, sir. Maybe I wanted you to be mad so you could have your way with me. Yeah, that's right. I want to see you get rough with me, sir. I want you to bend me over the desk, just like that, and pull up my skirt. No, I haven't been wearing panties. Isn't that supposed to be against the uniform code? yes, my pussy has been dripping wet. Tasting your cock just turned me on so much, I couldn't help it. And it makes it so much easier for your fingers to slide into. Your hand feels amazing, sir. The way you rub circles on my clit. It's driving me crazy. But I bet your cock would feel even better. Please, sir. My pussy's aching for it. I just want to be useful. I just want to be your slutty little secretary. Yes, yes. Oh, I love it when you get assertive with me like this, grabbing my hips while you take me from behind. Pound me faster, sir. You know I can take some more. You know I only want to make you feel good. That's it. That's it. I can feel the desk moving under me now. It feels like your cock is drilling deep inside of me with every thrust. Don't stop, sir. You're getting so rough with me. Oh, I love it. I'm getting close. My pussy is clenching around your cock. I don't think I can take it any longer. I can feel you pulsing inside of me. Do it, sir. Just give it to me. Sir, please. Come inside of me. Come inside me, you slutty little secretary. Not a single drop gets on the floor. I'll be extra careful this time. I know. I should better get to work. I'll bring you another copy of the documents. And a cup of coffee, of course. Do you still like it the usual way? Great. Aw, sir. You're being way too kind with your words. Are you going to put in a good word about me in the performance review? Well, I'm the best secretary you could ask for. Don't you agree?